tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Hey everyone, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Guten Tag everyone, Jürgen here.
Oh, Al Pacino here. I listen to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com.
Now on V2Football.com. The same ass when I came. Your
boy! Welcome everybody to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com. Series 4 episode, what are we on? 4? Episode 4 now we're on?
Actually, I need to stop you.
Oh, what have you done?
Because I don't have a pen, and we need a pen, so I need to draw.
Oh,
for that annoying sound I make every...
Yeah. every week. From start to finish.
Last week one was good, wasn't it?
All the way through.
All the way through.
So
don't give me a pen this week, Ash.
Don't give me a pen this week.
I apologise, listeners, that was me drawing.
But well, what a show we got for you this week. Cup finals, Premier League is back, obviously, after the FA Cup. Seamus plugs
up here. Sackings.
We've got special guests later on to talk about Leicester.
A real guest,
ladies and gentlemen. Ex-Leicester striker Ian Marshall will be talking us through his opinion of Leicester, Ranieri, the whole situation.
Well, hopefully, if he picks up his form.
Hopefully, yes, with a bit of luck.
Fingers crossed. We'll have to redo this again.
Fingers crossed, everybody. We'll cut this all out. Yeah. But before, as ever, with us, we're about football, we're about life as well. So we'll have a quick catch-up, Al. What have you been up to this week?
Not
the life
much.
Of Alex. The life of Beef.
Half-term, innit?
Half-term. It's so non-stop, is it? It's non-stop.
So, back to the pictures. That's a cinema to...
Cinemas.
Non-picture fans.
The talking pictures.
The talking pictures with my little girl. I just had a week with my little girl. You know?
There we are.
Didn't do much.
I was...
No nasty.
I was obviously today we had the cup final, a few games on. Ipswich game on, of course, me being an Ipswich fan.
What was the final score? 1-1, wasn't it?
One each. So it's to be celebrated because we scored a goal, you know what I mean? So
without
Tom Lawrence. Ed Sheeran's an Ipswich fan, most importantly.
Didn't have a clue.
I mean, who knew? When he signed for Newcastle them years ago,
yeah.
He said that was his own home club, didn't he? So, I don't know what's going on there.
Mind you, his new song, Castle on the Hill, kind of gives it away because some of the lyrics...
It's all about Portman Road, Dennis.
Yeah.
All about Portman Road, that's the castle. But, yeah, other than that, I was doing origami doves, sir, for my little girl's school project or something.
They're doing going peace. As Prince, is it?
No, they're doing peace... Peace doves, man of peace, or whatever it is. So, on YouTube. on YouTube, phone or paper. Step by step. Ooh, baby! So that's what I was doing all day. And I had the football on in the background all day, but with no sound. And you don't realise how much you miss the sound and the commentary. It really draws you into the game a bit more. But there we are. We will crack on with the football. Games from yesterday, of course. Start with top of the league, Chelsea against Swansea, 3-1 to Chelsea. Al
Fabregas 300th
goal and
Premiership game, isn't it? Not his 300th Premier goal.
No, not goal game, and his joint second now, is he? We old Super Frank, Super Goals.
Is he
with assists in the Premier League? Assists 102 or 103, something like that. Yeah, not goals.
He's played more than 300 for Chelsea.
But it's assists, so just to show, you know, and that's with a few years away from the Premier League as well.
Yeah,
obviously, with Barcelona, shows what an influential player he is.
Yeah.
Pedro with another goal for Chelsea, continues cracking season. And Diego Costa always scores against Swansea, gets another goal. Llorente for Swansea. They had a penalty shout turned down as well, Swansea. Some felt they were a bit hard done by.
Didn't see it.
I didn't see the penalty shout, I saw the goals. But I think everybody. Swansea been on a great run. If Swansea were at home, you may have expected a little bit of them to carve out a draw, maybe a win.
Maybe.
But Chelsea at home, always well and truly favourites for that, and they've done as expected and marching on towards the title.
Are they 11 points clear now or 10 points?
It might be 10 because Tottenham won today, didn't they?
Yeah.
Good win for them.
Well, it took him 45 minutes to win.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But, yeah, so, as usual, nothing great about the result of the game. It was just as expected. But the big battle down the bottom, Al, involving your side.
Yeah, we lost, didn't we?
Crystal Palace 1, Middlesbrough 0. Van Aanholt getting in on the goals. Not great defensively, but he's scoring goals.
Scored goals, didn't he?
Scored a few for Sunderland, obviously.
I missed this, so I don't really have an opinion on this, but we're 1 point clear of the relegation zone. Just...
Yeah, see, Big Sam. Big Sam, and you know, this game is never going to be a end to end game, was it?
No.
They're two styles. There's always going to be a 1-0 either way, sort of thing, or even a 1-1. But again, they just can't score them goals, can they?
Can't
do them yet.
Score.
Bamford's yet to make a real impact, does he?
Stead has only scored in the cup.
Yeah. So it's a bit worrying for, like you said. Because they've lost to a team who are right behind them, breathing down their necks now as well. Because they crawled out the bottom three, Palace, haven't they?
They have indeed, yeah.
So, but a huge win.
It's going to be tight. What was it, six teams there now?
Six teams, like 5.7 or something, isn't it?
It's a very tight.
It's going last game, isn't it? That without a doubt.
Oh,
it's
going
to be...
Barrow's going to go down with food poisoning. We're having points deducted.
You could see it easily being one of those seasons where it actually gets to the last game, and still no one is officially relegated before kick-off on a final game. We haven't had something like that for many years.
Oh, not since the Great Storm.
We had that this week. Doris?
Oh, I was in a Great Storm. Oh, I had a good dry weather, though, on Thursday. Yeah. Ooh, yes. Ooh. I had...
Sandy likes this.
I like my drying, you know. And you know me, I'm a cheap bastard. I like to put the heat in on.
You don't, son. Stick a jumper on, innit?
I had six... Woolly jumpers, because I'm going to Poland next week.
You put them all on?
No.
Right, go on.
I washed them.
Washed them, right.
Well, Poland is snowing in Poland, it's fucking freezing.
Yeah, it is very cold in Poland.
So if I'm going to my junky jumpers, I'm going to wash them all.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, give them anything.
I'm going to choose. Obviously, I can't take them all.
Can't. No.
Okay, so I'm like, oh, fucking hell. I've got to wash these now. And I've got to put the heating on. All right. And then I woke up the next morning,
saw the wind,
sunshine then, and it was blowing. I'm like,
get him out.
Rain weather.
Boom. Get him out.
On a wool wash, boom.
Boom.
Hour and 16 minutes,
nice.
On the line, bang, dried in an hour.
I hope you put more than two pegs on each one there, son.
Three.
Hold them steady.
Three, my friend.
Hold them steady.
Hey, this is not my first rodeo.
Doris was coming for your jumpers,
yes,
son.
Doris is gone, and we got Storm Ewan.
Is he on the way now, is he?
Storm Ewan, like an hour. Choose an umbrella. Choose a kangaroo. Choose wellies. Choose shelter.
He's on the way. But yes, so very, very tight down the bottom. Next game, up in Goodison Park. Everton against another team. Really struggling now. Sunderland 2-0.
Yeah, good enough.
Gay. I never know how to pronounce it. Yeah. And Lukaku continues his scoring form for the season. Just, it was another one of those. You expect Everton to win this.
Yeah,
home team, looking good recent weeks, aren't they? And Sunderland, they've just, was it January, December, January, over there, they had a few good results, didn't they?
They did, didn't they? They kind of started getting results, going in the right direction, and thank God now they've stopped.
They've stopped. Thank God as well. Yeah. Yeah, it was looking a lot better for them, wasn't it, over the months, especially Defoe hitting the neck regular. But this, like you said, the last four or five games even, they're slipping right down again, not picking up points, not scoring goals again. So it's a bit worrying there. But Everton, I think Koeman come out now and said we should be aiming for top four. Which, the way they're playing, and they've got someone like Lukaku who's scoring.
What do you think they should?
Very much they should, because... Yeah. And they're not that far away, obviously, because, and you've got all the teams above them, they're all beating each other, they're all taking points off each other. So if Everton keep picking up wins, they're going to be there or thereabouts, without a doubt.
Bring in a couple of other players, strengthening it.
Well, they've got good money behind them, though, haven't they?
Yeah, so you never know.
So
I hear they want Joe Hart.
Well, he's dropped down a peck and all. Robles has come in and done a very good job, Robles, from what I've seen him in the last few games.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust him over a season.
No.
But he's come in and done well, but Steckenleckenberg. He's a solid keeper, but he's not getting any younger, is he? No one is.
It doesn't work like Arash.
No, it doesn't, does it?
It does not work like that.
Unless your name's Benjamin Pattinson.
Yeah.
but yeah, so exciting times ahead for Everton.
Hopefully, Benjamin Button out there.
Got to be in it, because it is. Jensen Button, obviously. You're going to name your son Benjamin, isn't it?
Benjamin.
Same as, what's his name? David A, the boxer, isn't it? His son Cassius.
Cassius A.
Yeah. Which, you know, not a massive fan of him, but there's funny stuff.
Yeah, I hope he wins in the boxing, huh?
Oh, I hope he wins the boxing, yeah.
What's the fact you can't stand here?
Tony like Bellew.
Bellew, yeah.
Not a fan of him.
He couldn't even beat a fucking actor in Rocky Balboa.
He couldn't, son. He couldn't.
Well, he did, didn't he? He's, went on points.
You know, he's...
Not Rocky Balboa, Creed, sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to go into boxing because we're a football podcast, but he's not always cracked out to me. I know he's got a belt or whatever, but... His style is very gung-ho, and someone like A, who takes his time, he's going to pick him up. But
yeah, there we hopefully, are. Fingers crossed.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. Yes. Or if you don't listen.
I don't fucking care.
I can act, son. You watch him. You watch him come with me, son. I'll act. Oh, now I'm holding a skull, son. I'll do me Hamlet.
He can box, son. But can he fight?
Can he fight, son? I've got Tommy Gunn on his ass, son.
You know me, son. I'm a filthy fucker.
He was. Don't fight him, ladies and gentlemen, he'll bite you. He'll
nasty bite you. Bite soon. You, fat. Get out, I'll go for you, juggler.
I don't have any jugglers with me, son. Only the clowns I got.
You are a fucking clown.
So we move on.
Move close. Oh, Ash.
He
man.
Likes his singing today.
Disrespectful. Phone's going off. Who's that, your mistress?
Yeah? No. She hasn't got that number, son. But we move on. Another team down the bottom have been rejuvenated of late as Hull. Hull City won. Burnley. Burnley won. Bowed out. Burnley did to a 1-1 draw. Huddlestone with a penalty for Hull.
What? Tom Huddlestone.
Tom Huddlestone.
The actor.
Huh?
The actor.
I don't know who this is, son.
You don't know.
It's going over my head.
Play Loki in Avengers.
Oh, yeah. Is that his name, sir?
Yeah.
I don't know. It wasn't him anyway, wasn't him?
Huddlestone.
Huddlestone, is it? Huddlestone, this one is the hell. Huddlestone. From the penalty spot, and Michael Keane for Burnley.
My name is Michael Keane.
And everyone's favourite Austrian Ashley Barnes sent off for Burnley.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
greatest Austrian ever.
Greatest Austrian ever, without a doubt. Well, I can think of one better.
What, Falco?
I can't say that. I was interested to see this one because.
Which one? Because I got another one in my head.
Schwarzenegger's Austrian, are you?
Yeah.
That's
well,
mine.
What's his name? Joseph.
That's mine.
Is that the one who's thinking of? Oh, Adolf, he was.
But
Falco?
Falco.
Come on, rock me. Amadeus.
You do that as well.
Amadeus. Amadeus. Oh, come and rock me, Amadeus. You know, he's actually buried.
Buried?
Yeah.
He's playing for Monaco, sir. Saw him in a week.
He's regarded as such a high-profile person in Austria, Falco, when he was killed in a motorbike accident.
Oh.
Right, he is buried next to Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
No.
Yeah.
A fact,
another
son.
Great Austrian.
That's QI quality fact, Boosh. That is, man. Without a doubt,
Amadeus, son. Amadeus.
He's off. Yeah, Amadeus,
Amadeus. Fucking two
now, but a solid point for Hull.
Quite a lot of Austrians, isn't
it? Well, there is when you think about it. Yeah. It's been a few over the years.
Yeah, what's that last name of the Joseph? Joseph Pitts. No. Joseph, has, you know, he...
Actor.
He kept his daughter in a dungeon.
Fritzl.
Joseph Fritzl.
I don't know you talking about that. Yeah. Yes, so I was interested to see because Michael Keane, obviously young English centre back, up against another young English centre back, Harry Maguire for Hull.
Harry Maguire.
So I was interested to see. I think they both deserve a shout for the next upcoming England squad.
Man City will have it. Snap them up.
Well, Everton at the moment favourites for Michael Keane. They're the favourites at the moment. Everton for him. But as I said, I think they both deserve a shout in the England squad. Southgate, he knows them. Well, he doesn't know Harry Maguire too much from his under-21 days because I think he only played once.
Tell you what he looks like. He looks like the bastard love child of British Empire, doesn't he? Oh, Chris Barry.
Chris Barry, yes. And who? Just him. Just him.
Chris Barry and a wet Rimmer.
Dog. And a wet...
Rimmer from Red Dwarf.
But yeah, solid point for Burnley away. And a solid point for Hull, really. Keep picking up the points. Just coming out of that... coming out of the quagmire down the bottom, mate. But we move on. Some of the high flyers in the league here.
High flyers. So West, high we can't even look up to see them.
Can't see them. West Bromwich Albion, Wankers, Bastard, Arsenal 2, Bournemouth 1. And it was Dawson and McCauley, two centre-backs for West Brom. And King from the penalty spot for Bournemouth. So Bournemouth continue to drop.
Did they have someone sent off Bournemouth?
I'm not sure.
Something happened. There was a bit of a Donnybrook. Sure. A bit of a.
I'm not sure. I know.
Merle, whatever it's called. Merle's a drink.
Well, Arthur Boric played like he was on the wine stand because he had a stinker.
Yeah.
But Bournemouth, I mean, you know, we've had £1 million drops, and this is the £100 million drop because they are sinking fast and they can't do nothing about it.
Sinking in a. They turn high neck.
But West Brom are absolutely flying. 40 points already in February. First time they've done it in the Premiership. But
they liked it, haven't they? They got rid of that fat bastard.
Benahino! Got rid of him. But they're absolutely flying. Tremendous season, you've got to say. And you want to see them now. I think we said
don't
before.
Really want to see him.
You don't want to. No, you don't want to watch him, but you don't mind seeing just seeing the results. You know the highlights.
The thing is,
what's the goals?
You guarantee, okay? If you watch it live, or you're watching a match of the day, you'll have to sit through a little bit of that ugly bastard, Adrian Childs, in the stand, sitting next to another ugly bastard, Frank Skinner.
Yeah, that's true enough. That's true enough, Al. But was it last week or the week before we talked about Pulis when he was at Stoke, for instance,
yeah,
and they got safe quite early in the season, but they'd always just drop down there.
Drop down, yeah.
So hopefully this time they're not going to like, what are they, rest on their laurels, bringing out all the cliches this week, son. Melees, laurels, and hopefully we'll see them push on, much like Everton, and have a good run towards the end of the season and see just how high they can finish, like, because they got a good solid squad.
Yeah,
Tony Pulis, like, you know, so
good solid squad. What was his name? The Colombian. Rondon, is it?
Rondon, no, he's not.
He can turn on the 6 months. No cliche, that is.
Not Colombia, he's Venezuelan or something.
Venezuelan, he's South American, isn't he?
Yeah, he's from that area. Yeah. It's a small area, so he's from one of them countries.
It's about the size of Tonopandy.
Yes, just round the corner from Fireman Sam, is it?
Yeah, that's Pontepandi.
Oh, is it Pontepandi, is it?
Yeah,
I always get my Tawnies and Ponties always mixed up.
Have you ever been to Tonopandi?
No, I haven't been to Tonopandi, son. You haven't, no.
Who've been to Pontry de Ven? Oh, breaking up the Welsh air, son.
Jesus.
Pontry de Ven.
No, we haven't, son.
Really? Richard Burton comes from there.
Does he?
Beautiful Pontry de Ven. You need to go up there, son.
I've never been, son.
Beautiful.
I've been to my house, I've been to your
house. Beautiful. Nice little drive. When I used to work with my old man, when he's a delivery company, I loved going up there in the winter because it was just driving up to Switzerland.
Oh,
it's all snow, mountains, trees. Oh, beautiful.
Oh, nice. Picturesque, son.
Picturesque.
That's the day. There's the days you need a camera phone, son, to take a picture.
Yeah.
That's the days you need it. Yeah, I suppose you could still go there now, well, and take a picture if you wanted.
Well, if you want to, but it's a bit dark now, son.
Ah, yeah, you better finish this first, don't you? But we'll go to the Wobbly Derby. Watford against West Ham. One each.
One all.
Troy Deeney from the penalty spot.
Troy!
And Andre Ayew. For West Ham, equalising. So-so game, really.
Decent result for both teams now.
Not much on it. Watford pulled himself away in recent weeks. I think they had a bad injury with one of their boys, so... Striker.
He's got stung by bee, did he? Or Hornet.
Hornet, son. No, I don't know. I don't know. Got hit by a hammer, son.
Hey!
I can't remember. One of the boys they brought in thing. Zarate, that's him. Looks like he's going to be out for the season. But as we said, Watford pulled away from it, really, the last few weeks. And West Ham, over the last, you know, since Payat, you know,
started
kicking off. I'm pulled out results.
Officially, this week, revoking Russell Brand stand.
Yeah,
even bigger West Ham supporter.
No, go on.
One I should have realised when we talked last week.
Wait there, I'll get one now. Ray Winston.
We saw Ray Winston.
We've had that.
We got Ray Winston stand, Danny Dyer stand.
Right. James Gordon
stand, and we did Russell Brand stand. But I'm revoking that.
Russell Brand stand sounds like a Saturday sports show.
Russell Brand stand. Yeah. I'm revoking that for Steve Harris.
Steve Harris, the Millwall striker, sir. No.
Steve Harris in one of the biggest bands in the world ever.
Steve Harris. Ocean Galaxy. No?
If I'm fucking Midlands, you knob.
Oh, son.
Biggest band.
Well, oh, from Swansea, you support Middlesbrough.
I was born in Middlesbrough.
That's no excuse at all, son.
Who's your friend?
I don't know, where was my
one of the biggest bands in the world. No, he's a fucking Cockney.
He's a Cockney.
He's a Cockney.
I don't know, Cockney band, son. Madness.
Wash your motor off the fucking Chelsea boys.
Oh, of course he has. I don't know.
Iron Maiden.
Are they an Iron Maiden, is it?
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
One of the richest musicians in the world.
Is it?
He's a founding man. He's the bloke who founded the band. He's the number one guy.
What's that? Really?
Massive Vamos fan. Massive.
Is he? He put some money in.
Yeah, I think he has.
Is he?
Yeah, I think he has.
Well, so I definitely have a stand after him.
Officially the Steve Harris stand.
If he's put money in.
And if we find anybody more famous than James Gordon for West Ham.
Is there anyone more famous, sir? Or someone sits in cars and sings with people?
He's pretty big, you know, isn't he?
He is.
He is James Corden.
No.
But I don't want to get rid of Danny Dyer. Or Ray Winstar.
Hey, you can't get rid of Danny Dyer the same week EastEnders do, son.
Huh? They didn't get rid of
him. He'll have a breakdown,
he's
son.
Gone on all this for 6 weeks.
Oh, he's gone on gardening leave, yeah.
It's bollocks. It's just bollocks.
But that was Saturday's games. On to today, Sunday.
One game today, no?
One Premiership game today.
23 minutes took him to get a hat-trick.
Tottenham Hotspurs.
He's one of them.
Against Stoke City. Harry Kane, as you mentioned there, Al, hat-trick. And Dele Alli, fresh from the corner shop, with the... four 0 against Stoke.
Hey, fuck. I thought you were going to say fresh from his red card.
Well, I tell you, you should have been shelved. Charlie Adam, he just goes around chopping everyone's legs, man. It's ridiculous. It is absolutely disgusting.
Yeah,
man.
But you like that, don't you? Let's be honest.
No, I don't like
that. We missed that in the game.
No, come on, he's worse than Joey Barton at the time, man. He's sticking his leg in on absolutely everyone, and he's dangerous, man.
Yeah, he's got an excuse, though.
What's that?
He's Scottish.
He's Scottish, man. It's too much iron brew, man. He's
too much iron brew.
You see his hand, you see him shaking, his body's shaking.
Joey Barton's iron brew. Just a knob.
Yeah, that's true. But Spurs, good win after a disappointing week in the Cup, out of Europa League, of course. Back on track, back out of the second. Well, the third one, it was deflected a bit, so everyone's saying should have been on goal. But it's hat-trick last week as well. He had in the Cup, was it?
Yeah.
Or was it in the league last time, whatever? Two hat-tricks the last couple of weeks, anyway, for Harry Kane, who's right up there in the top goal scorer charts, obviously, now.
Look at this, the first, second ever episode of Only Fools and Horses.
Oh, we love a bit of Only Fools and Horses, we do.
50th of September, 1981.
Oh, can't follow.
Do you know, David Jason was doing Only Fools and Horses at the same time he was doing Open All Hours.
Was he really? Yeah. Fair does.
Not the same time, mate, because that'd be impossible.
I don't know. I think Roy Bart is in the kitchen now, son. But yeah, Spurs go marching on.
Second
in the table. Looking strong. You think, you wonder now, with that exiting Europa League, obviously people say it's not as big as Champions League.
I don't like the Europa League. Not, you know,
it's the setup there.
Yeah, it's a silly setup. I prefer the UEFA Cup.
The UEFA Cup.
Is you know, why have that shitty tournament? UEFA Cup and bring back the Intertoto.
Intertoto, starting in December. For the teams.
Who was it, the last team to win? That was Parma, wasn't it?
Was it Parma or
Chelsea?
Chelsea Cup Winners' Cup, wasn't it?
Is it? Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Cup Winners' Cup.
Cup winners. You had the
Wafa
on a Tuesday, yeah. Champions League Wednesday, Cup Winners Cup Thursday.
That's it, yeah.
I think Chelsea,
Cup Winners Cup, I was called.
I think Chelsea were last team, weren't they?
Yeah,
Luka.
Chelsea.
Was Luka there? I think Luka, wasn't he?
I think it might be Chelsea, wasn't it?
Or Luka was playing there.
Yeah, so sure. Chelsea or Palmer.
Luka and Tori Andre Flo.
Yeah, Tori Andre Flo.
Tallest man in the world!
Yeah, what a player.
But yeah, so you wonder if that's going to do him a huge favour, I think, being out that. They can give the league a good go now, give the cup, FA Cup into the quarterfinals, give that a real bash as well.
They're Millwall, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think they've tried to get a lot of advice from the police, apparently, on this. They've actually gone seeking a lot of advice on how to handle it.
I reckon there might be a lot of anti-Semitic comments.
Well, it could be, but yeah, so. Well, obviously, quarterfinals, every game's going to be on the TV, so they're going to have to be careful with the sound quality on there, aren't they? So there's going to be a lot of chance from...
Like the Brit Awards. When Storm... Was it Stormy?
Yeah. Stormzy.
Stormzy, not Stormzy. No, he did with Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah. Ipswich fan is.
Yeah. Who's the other one? Spectacle, isn't it? Spectacle.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't watch it, to be honest with you.
Fucking terrible.
Didn't watch it. Since it wasn't going to be a good one. It hasn't been good for a few years.
God. Awful it was. It was nothing else, on Ash.
No.
Wednesday,
mate. No, true enough. But they are the all the league games. We have, of course, had a cup final now.
Yes, we have.
Cup final 3-2 to Manchester United. And what a game.
What a game.
Cup final we want to see. Not these.
Should have been 3-3.
Should have been 3-3. They weren't disallowed.
Zlatan, what a signing for Southampton.
Two goals for Gabbiadini, of course, when they were
six in three games.
Two down. Yeah.
Absolute tremendous signing.
Having a great impact there. Obviously unlucky today. Zlatan, two for Manchester United, and Jesse for Manchester United as well, who always scores at Wembley.
He always paints a picture.
But tremendous. Zlatan is a big game player. I mean, that last goal, to go 3-2 up, it was so well worked, man. You could see it happening about 30 seconds before it was happening.
Yeah.
You know, they stretched them from one side to the other. See the ball in, and the players just had no idea where Ibrahimovic was. You know what I mean?
It must have been a delay on my channel when I was watching it.
Oh, yeah.
It was on Twitter.
Yeah.
And it came up 3-2, and it was still 2-2 on my thing.
But you're watching Sky Go, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about a minute or so behind Sky Go.
Right.
Yeah, always, yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, it's about a minute or so behind. But yeah, you could see it happening, and for such a... You know, it was the biggest player Man United's got this season. They should be so tight to him like that towards the end of the game. Obviously, they've got tired legs. But, you know, he's 6 foot odd as well. He's a huge man. And the ball comes in, and he's stood there completely on his own. Not a player near him within 3-4 yards. Like, and absolutely. But like I said, it's so well worked. You could see it happening. Southampton very unlucky, but it's a cup final we like to see for a change.
Yeah, it's good, entertaining cup final, boring, crappy.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you get the two big teams, if you had Man United against Liverpool, for instance, who Southampton beat in the semi-finals, it could have been such a, like, you know, 1-0, just a boring game. But obviously 2-0 up, and you saw Jose knew it wasn't over, 2-0, because he didn't celebrate a second goal at all. You know, but obviously, cracking strike from Gabbiadini. Just timing of it, just before half time, really got the lads up for it. The second half come out 2-2. Very unlucky, but great game. What a cup final! And Ozzy's first trophy of Man United.
Yeah,
and he's 4 League Cup wins now. He's got, I think,
yes, he has
level or more than Cluffy, is it?
No, level Cluffy with Cluffy and Ferguson.
So, and like we've said before, it wouldn't surprise you if he went on and won Europa League and FA Cup all this season. Doing the Liverpool treble, as it's called, somewhere.
Yeah, Liverpool.
But that was the weekend's football, ladies and gentlemen. Alex, give us a toot. And that is full time.
Amadeus.
That's the full time kazoo on a Premier League and League Cup review for the Ash and Al Premier League podcast. So, well, it's not the end, ladies and gentlemen, still to come. We've got Seamus plugs telling us all things.
We've got a quiz.
We got the Beer Mat Quiz, the world famous Beer Mat Quiz.
3-1 up,
Ashes, 3-1 up. Boof. Storming it, son. I haven't had one wrong this series.
You haven't, son.
I'm going for it. We will find out where Roy is now. Roy Hodgson, of course.
Are we going to Roy now?
Are we going to Roy now?
I don't know. And, I thought we just said we're going to see where Roy is.
And don't forget, we've got Ian Marshall coming up, Bex Leicester striker, to get his reaction on all things that's happened this week.
Play for Ipswich, isn't he?
Play for Ipswich, well, yeah. But yes, as we're here, Al, I think we got him on the line. We're going to find out, because, I mean, every week, we'll put him on hold for a second, as you know, every week we have thousands of letters. Everyone wants to know, where's Roy Hodgson now after that England serve? We found out last couple of weeks, so it's time to find out again. Roy, where are you now?
Oh, boys, this week I'm in Romford with Ray Parler, and we're playing racquetball.
There we go, thank you very much.
Thank
Mr.
you, Roy
Hodgson.
It's no problem, boys, see you next week.
Speak to you next week. Thank you very much, Roy. Well, there we go. Only speaking of the Romford Pele.
The Romford Pele.
Ray Parler, I'm in Romford, of course.
Amazing. Been to Romford, son.
Have you?
No, have you?
I haven't. I might have driven through it, I think, on the way somewhere.
I've been in loads of places, mate.
You were in Romford, son?
I've been in loads of places.
On a train, on a subway, on the undergrounds.
Subways?
Subways?
Underground, beat Barnet.
Barnet? Tony Cotty beat Barnet, son.
That's North London-ish. Just off about Camden, Ellis.
Edgar Davids, I say.
Yeah.
It's that time of the show, ladies and gentlemen. We've got
Time of show is it, Ash?
We've got a very special guest, a proper guest, Al.
What do you mean, a proper guest? We have proper guests every week.
Yeah, I know, but this one, you know.
This is actually a phone interview.
This is a phone interview. They're not live. It is, all the fuss being made this week with Leicester. We thought, who better to get on than only ex-Leicester striker himself, Ian Marshall.
Hello.
Hello, Ian. Are you all right, mate?
Hi, pal.
Oh, yes, actually, it is. There we are. Just, as I said, a few questions about Leicester we'll go over, and then what you're up to now. Have you got anything to promote, coaching or whatever, if that's okay?
I'm actually involved with the Eastern and Otley College. It's an agricultural, the main thing is agriculture, but they had a sports programme a few years ago that they stopped, and they want to relaunch the B-Tech in sports, so I'm going to be working with them. I'll be looking after the football side of things, and they'll be delivering the education, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, right, sounds interesting. Any coaching elsewhere then, or at all, or stopped
that? No,
or?
I've been doing a few locally. We do a few schools and a few after-school clubs and stuff like that, but I haven't got involved professionally with any sort of team or anything. I mean, I've been asked a few times to start, you know, non-league sort of stuff, but I haven't had the time to do it, and I think it's something that has really got to be focused on.
Yeah. Do you think you'll go into that in future further down the line? Or?
Probably not. I mean, at my age, and you know, you sort of, it's not that easy to get a job at the level I want to be at. You know what I mean? You'd want to be at least Div 2 or Div 1 sort of thing. And, you know, to do the other stuff, it's pretty much, it's a full-time job, but, you know, there ain't that much reward there. It's not something I'd look forward to doing, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. True enough. Right, so yeah, as we said, we're going on to Leicester. Obviously, the huge news with Ranieri going last week. Firstly, what were your thoughts? I mean, were you shocked, or do you think
I wasn't shocked. I'm just shocked at football at the minute, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, the guy won the league.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you look at, like, Mark Hughes or Sam Allardyce or, you know, Ronald Koeman, any of these managers are, you know, let's say, middle sort of football teams in the Premier League, they're never going to win the Premier League.
No.
And he did it. And, you know, 9 months later, he's sacked. It's unreal. I mean, I thought he would be given the chance to save them. I mean, there's no guarantee they're going to stay up anyway if whenever someone else comes in. You know, there's that as well.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of things that need to be looked at. I mean, people have gone on about, like, they spent £75-80 million on new players, and like the recruitment hasn't really worked, but there's no meaning that, you know, I doubt he was the one man behind it. I think it was a collective of people who were at the football club.
Do you think, I mean, obviously they lost Steve Welch in the summer to Everton. Was that a big problem? Obviously he found a few gems the last couple of years for them.
Well, he did find a few gems, and you know, you can look at that and say that, but you know, no disrespect to Walshy,
yeah.
what happened like the seasons before.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he found two or three lads at the time. You know, I'm not saying it was luck or anything like that, but the, you know, every time you sign a player for 400 grand coming from France or wherever he is, you know, there's no guarantee he's going to be a success, and that proves people aren't successes. But they just turned out to be very, very good players.
Yeah, and I suppose for that sort of money, today's market, it's not that much of a risk either, I suppose, is it?
Not at all.
So as you said, do you think there's something to do with maybe, I mean, I don't want to slag off foreign owners as such, but do you think that's, you know, a bit trigger happy sometimes rather than the English chairman and owners?
Well, you could say that. I mean, they do seem very set in their way of doing things. I mean, it was a similar thing with Nigel when he got sacked.
Yeah.
You know, there was no messing about. It's just sentiment just gets left on the shelf, and it seems to be, right, there you go, I'm making that decision, and that's final.
Yeah, I mean, they're still in the Champions League with a decent chance of going through, only, you know, 1-0 tip. 1-0 win. I know you said you weren't surprised,
but I mean, the way they're playing, I mean, I've been watching them now, all the home games all season.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're not playing anything like they played last year. You know, they find it difficult to defend properly. There's very little creativity in midfield. And the strikers, you know, can't score goals. So, unless something dramatically changes, it doesn't matter because they're at home or you know, they've only got one goal to get. It's getting that one goal. I mean, Sevilla are a very good team.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of fans have put the problem with Kante going, but could you put that much problem on one player leaving?
Well, I don't. I watched him last year, and he was, you know, he is a very, very good player, and he was probably the best player in the team last year. Just as a collective on everything he did, you know, his level of performance was right up there, as was all the players last season.
Yeah.
So I don't blame one player, because, you know, if you went across the board and looked at all the stats of all the players this season, they're all below par from compared to what they did last year. So that's got nothing to do with Kante, your own performance.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a team game. I get things like, you know, tennis or golf, where it's just one person, and if you don't perform, it's all your fault. But it's a collective team game, and, you know, one player don't make a team.
No, very true. And what about all these reports off the pitch? Do you make of the players going to see the owners? I mean, what do you make of that in today's age?
Well, I mean, this is the thing. Unless you hear all these stories, unless someone comes to me and says, it's true, like, you know, whether it be a player, or someone comes out and says it's true, or the manager says it's true, or the owners say it's true,
yeah,
you'll never know. Papers like to make stories up to sell papers.
Yeah.
So I don't know about that. I mean, I'd hope to think it isn't true, because, you know, I don't think players, I mean, I do believe over the last 20-odd years, you know, players have got far too much power now than what they used to have. You know, I remember playing, you know, I'll be honest with you, I had my first year of run-ins with managers.
Yeah.
But, you know, you always knew who was the boss and who was in control. And, you know, you always respected them. You never tried to stab them in the back or anything. It was all, you know, it was adult disagreements, which you expect. But, you know, I do think players these days, you know, they do seem to, because they're earning so much money, the money that's around is so vast, you know. Clubs can't afford, or owners and everything can't afford to have unhappy players, because they're playing them a fortune. If they're not performing, you know, they've got them like ransom, really.
Yeah. I know you mentioned yourself there, you had run-ins with managers, but you sorted it out in a adult way. Is that sort of thing you would go to the manager rather than the owner, you know, in this
day and age? Well, you go to the manager. If there's a player's problem, you do it in the dressing room.
Yeah.
You know, you're not necessarily on a match day. You'd be in the dressing room, changing rooms at the training ground, and, you know, you'd have a heated argument about, you know, what's going on and why aren't you doing this, and you should be doing this and I should be doing that, and... You know, and if it's a singular thing, you go up to the, you know, you go and knock on the manager's door and you have a chat with them. At the end of the day, you know, if you're not happy with it, you ask for the transfer, or if he's not happy with you, he track. He says, look, I want to get rid of you. You know, it's football has changed. That's the sad thing about it. And the commercial side of things, you know, there's so much money involved in the game now that it's moved away from the sport and yeah. It's a business.
I mean, we don't want to speculate too much. Like, as you said, there's a lot of paper talk at the moment. But, you know, if the players did go to the chairman, surely, like you said, 20 years ago, the chairman should have said, look, if you've got a problem with the manager or person, go and sort it out with them. You know, it's not my problem sort of thing, is it? You know? And
no,
then if it progresses from there, then they get involved.
That would be the truth. But now, you know, as you say, the foreign owners, I don't really think that they know how football works, if you know what I mean, or how it works. I mean, they treat it like, you know, they may have the Thai owners who've come from a duty free background and that sort of business, and they probably run the football side of, you know, the club in a very similar way that they run their business back home. But you know, we know that it's not the same as that. The businesses are not, you know. Football is it's a unique thing.
Yeah. And what about, where do you see him going from now? I mean, obviously, they've been linked heavily with Nigel Pearson coming back now. Do you think he can halt the slide, so to speak, if it is him?
I listen, I like Nigel. I get on very well with him.
Yeah.
And I think he was doing a great job. Mm. It was unfortunate, again, the circumstances of what happened with him. You know, I'd have liked to have seen what would have happened that followed, you know, last season. Again, they won the league, we'll never ever know. But, you know, they were on a fantastic run of form at the end, sort of like, and, you know, Claudio, he sort of like inherited that team, sort of, you know, they were all up for it, and they probably couldn't wait to get back to pre-season because he won the last 10 games or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So, you know, Nigel knows that it's one of them ones. It's a safe bet in the sense that he knows the club, he knows most of the players, because a lot of the players are still players from, you know, when he was there.
Yeah.
So it would be a safe move. I don't know whether you know whether can he keep him up. I don't know, whoever takes over can keep him up. I mean, for me, the players, you can talk about tactics and whatnot, but for me, it's, you know, if you've seen them last season and the effort and the work rate and the camaraderie that they put together, well, that is seriously lacking this season. And whether he can get that, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to ask you a question as well about one of your other former clubs, Everton, if that's all right.
Yeah, no problem.
Just, I mean, how do you think they're doing this season? Are you a fan of Koeman? And
I am a fan of Koeman. I think they're doing really well. You know, I'm hoping they can get in the, you know, it may be difficult to get in the top six at the minute, because they keep getting results.
Yeah.
And I think with Manchester United winning today, there'll be a seventh spot. We'll get into Europe, so that's even better.
Yeah.
But they seem to be going from strength to strength. They're doing very, very well. You know, he did a great job at Southampton, and I think it's just followed on at Everton. Everton obviously got a bit more resources now as well. So I think, you know, I do think they'll do very well.
Yeah. Well, there we are. That's fantastic. Thank you for talking to us, Ian.
No worries, mate.
Thanks.
I look forward to the game tomorrow. Jesus. Let's see what happens tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. It's going to be a good one. I mean, it's good.
Well, I mean, it's just, we were talking about it today. I think, you know, it's one of these, if they win tomorrow, then it's a great decision to get rid of Claudio. If they lose tomorrow, you shouldn't have got rid of Claudio. You know, that's how fickle it is. It's going to be one of them.
Well, I see. If they come out all guns blazing and sticking a hell of a performance, it's going to be a bit of a kick in the teeth as well to Claudio. They can just turn it on like that, isn't it?
It is. But, I mean, I think the city's split. You know, you've got half the people think he's, you know, Jesus Christ. The other half now, you know, they think he's tactically all wrong and everything, and they want to just rid of him and get somebody else. And so, you know, it's never going to win. I think the best bet, or hopefully the best bet for Leicester now, is just to make sure they avoid relegation and then look for next season and see what they can do then.
Yeah. There we are. Brilliant. Thank you very much, Ian. Ta-ra, buddy.
Top man. Cheers.
Bye now. There we go. So once again, we'd just like to thank Ian Marshall for joining us there.
Thank you so much, Ian.
Getting all his opinions on Leicester, and hopefully we can speak to him again soon one day.
Did we ever see him play for
Church? Just, yeah, I see him live. See his Debra. Yeah. See his Debra.
Dunno. We were supposed to have had Dean Windass, didn't we, a couple of weeks back?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's circumstances.
But I've seen Dean Windass play. You played for Bradford against
Middlesbrough. Oh, of course he did. Dean Saunders scored 1-0, wasn't it? I remember, sir. Oh, we're like encyclopedias here now. Football encyclopedias.
You're well old in 1999, I do.
There we are. But yes, so as we said, thank you very much here, Marshall. And there we are. A good guest. Blogging is good, now blogging is bad. So yes, check that out, v2football.com. If you want to go on there, there's, as always, articles galore. A new one this week from v2football's own Shane Lees, all about what Piegate tells us about social media, ladies and gentlemen. So get on there, and there's a good few articles now from your old mate Peter Prickett down there, Al. I know you like him now.
Yeah, he's all right, isn't
he? You're a good man there. It's a lovely pear, lovely juicy pear you've got there, Al, now.
Peg it. There's a bet. If Alex picks up and eats a pear halfway through the
podcast. That's like, podcast. No, Peggate on the National Premier League podcast now, it's Peggate. And also, go on there, we've got some lovely, there's an interview with former Wigan star Jason Jarrett, Double J, on there, you can listen to that.
Double J, Jason Jarrett.
Jason Jarrett, Double J. So you can go on there, listen to that, it's a very good listen. And the boys there, Chris Lappin, interviewed this week, Northern Ireland futsal assistant manager, Gath Smith, for the upcoming V2 Academy podcast series in the summer now. Obviously all things youth football, academy and futsal. Absolutely tremendous first series, so looking forward to the second. And obviously you've got the other podcasts, ladies and gentlemen. You've got the V2 Football podcast, usually on a Wednesday or on a Thursday. All things world football, funny stories, interesting stories, all the news from the week. And then you've got the 72 show, which is all things Football League. We are the Premier League. They are the Football League boys. It's as simple as that. And it's a great listen as well now. And, you know, just check them out on Twitter, on Facebook. Give them a like, give them a share, give them a tweet, give them a retweet, give them a like. Whatever you've got to do on these social media things nowadays, Al. I don't know, can you still poke nowadays now?
Facebook, innit?
Is that Facebook now?
Yeah.
Give them a poke, ladies and gentlemen. He loves a poke at V2. Don't worry about that now, boys.
I retweet. I send out a tweet.
You've sent out a tweet now?
Sent out a tweet saying I voted for a certain lady.
They do know.
It's networking, isn't it, son?
It's networking.
I do that. They follow us.
Yes.
They follow me. They see the podcast. They retweet the podcast. Boom. Everybody's happy.
Boom.
They're getting voted number one model of the month. We're getting retweets.
Model, Al. Is it model?
Model, yeah.
Show us just the model, Al.
Yeah.
Model of what, Al?
Models.
Yeah, so models, that's no such.
That's Camden, I think.
Oh. Right, okay.
But, go ahead. Let's see. We get more people looking at our stuff. Boom.
Boom. You're doing well.
It's a big industry, isn't it? So we've got more people looking at porn.
So yes, check that out. V2Football.com. He's on the web pages now, boys.
Oh, V2.
Oh, he's back with his rock voice, ladies and gentlemen. I missed that, I have now.
Yeah, what did I used to do?
It was for an old sponsor of the show, it was. We don't.
All right, Jerry, calm down.
But yes, so check all them out, boys. V2Football.com. Get all on the Twitters at the V2, at the Action Al Podcast. All of the boys now on Twitter.
V2Football.
Nice. And I shall go around gathering more information now. I shall spend my days up until next week now, boys, getting all the more information for you for next week.
Where do you live, Seamus?
Me?
Yeah.
I can't tell you what now, boys.
What country?
I'm...
What county?
I'm like a nomad, to be honest with you.
You're like a gypsy.
It's wherever the rainbow ends. Oh. Be whatever country it is, boys.
You a leprechaun.
I occasionally...
Answer the question. Are you a leprechaun?
I'm not.
Seamus.
I'm not a leprechaun.
Answer the question. No. Yes or no?
No, I'm not a leprechaun. I occasionally sleep on the bar in O'Driscoll's now when Flatley's spiced my drink with something. And I wake up with a very sore bum, boys.
Rhypnol?
Rhypnol.
You are salty, so if you have a drink and it tastes a little bit salty... Someone spiked it.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Al knows all the day drape dungs now, boys. But yes, so check all them out. And I'll see you next week, boys. Thank you, Seamus. Thank you very much.
All plugs.
So, it is time now for...
It's time
for the finale. For the finale. Where are the... It's time for the world famous beer mat quiz.
Liquid refreshment can leave its mark on the table. Coasters come between the glass and that. Quiet!
Pop quiz, hotshot. Heat is on. The time is right. It's time for you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Beer Met Quiz.
I've got the every tune is a rock tune now. Yeah. We love it, son. We love it. Here we go again. Oh, that's my favourite, son. No white steak. Caught me jump, man. I haven't worn it for a while.
Here I go again on my own.
I know, but assassin, it's we. No. I adapt the lyrics because it's me and you, man. But we're not on our own this week because we had Ian Marshall on, son. We had a guest, and Seamus, of course.
Real guest. But now, people are going to say, look, Ash did the interview for the guests every week. Where does Alex go?
Where does Alex go?
I'll tell you where I go. It's not me who's doing the voices. I'm not Ian Marshall.
No, definitely not Ian Marshall. I'm vouch for that one.
Who do we usually have? Jürgen Klinsmann, Michael Flatley?
That's about it.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
We're Stanford the Lion, of course.
Stanford the Cowardly Lion.
One of my favourites, personal favourites.
You know, we have another guest, don't we?
Well, we've had, we've had Mick Jagger on 1 week.
Mick Jagger.
We had Billy Connolly in.
A lot of people say it's us doing the voices, and it's not, because Ash is doing the interview. And what do I do when you do an interview, Ash?
I don't know if I should tell him, really.
I get up and make us.
He makes a brew. He does make another lovely cup of Yorkshire.
Lovely cup of Yorkshire.
Got to be Yorkshire if you haven't seen it.
If it's not Yorkshire, it's not tea.
You're right now. And that should be their slogan. That should be their tagline.
I tweeted them.
You tweeted them?
About 2 years ago. I said, you can use this. Pay me in tea. And they went, ha ha, that's great stuff.
They come in. They've had a delivery.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, come on, Yorkshire tea. Hasn't been out for 2 years. He's waiting for the postman to come with him.
Not Yorkshire, it's not tea.
But
and for the, you know, for the adverts over after the watershed.
Yeah.
If it's not Yorkshire, it's not fucking tea.
So we are. That's for your late night one. Yeah. So we are. Like the late night Maltesers advert, that is.
Yeah, yeah.
We straight on after that.
I won't mind having it as a girlfriend.
No, you wouldn't, Al. You just, yeah.
You don't have anyone. Mind a girlfriend, don't
you? Oh, sad times.
Sad times.
But anyway, we are all the world
sad
famous.
Sad times for me. You alright?
We're on the world famous Beer Mat Quiz.
You get a double dip every week.
World famous Beer Mat Quiz. Now, if you haven't listened to this before, where have you been? For God's sake, we're on series 4.
Episode 4.
Episode 4, series
4.
34th episode? 34th episode, Al. 34th
episode.
Right.
Not the 44th episode. 34th episode.
But basically, the premise is we have an unlimited supply of beer mats, each with 4 football questions on each. We pick a card each, ask a question each, and hope you get yours right and they get theirs wrong. And currently,
can I just stop you?
Go on.
That bastard there on the advert.
On the advert.
That's where I see his face. I was watching an old episode of Jonathan Creek the other day, and I looked at this actor. I thought, I know that face from somewhere.
That's where he is.
I just couldn't work it out. He's on the bloody advert.
Oh, there we are. So, ladies and gentlemen, I, reigning champ, myself, Ash.
Not first ever champ, though.
Not first ever champ, no. But will be the first ever defending champ next time. No? No, successes, double champ, I call it. That's what I'm calling it.
Back to back.
Double mint champ. 3-1 up currently. I'm not a question wrong this series.
I'm not a question wrong this series.
Alex, pick a card, any card, and let's hope.
Oh, I'm going for that one, that's quite nice.
Ooh,
that's
a nice one.
Let's read the cards first.
Can have this one, the green one. So I believe I have to ask you first, Al. So let me just have a quick look, see if we've had any of these questions before. I believe we've had number one. And that is it.
Right, we've had 2 questions on here.
We've only had number one on here, Al. So
you can either have number 3 or number 4.
That's very good. And you can have 2, 3, or 4. You pick first.
I'll have 2.
Number 2. Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Play along at home if you want. Pause it after the question. Have a think. Have a Google. And, you know.
Don't Google it.
Act yourselves. Act smart or something. No, don't Google it. Right, which Italian player played in the 1982 World Cup final and the 1998 UEFA Cup final for Inter Milan? Dino Zoff, Giuseppe Bergami, Gianluca Vialli, Ray Wilkins' friend, or Pietro Viejowood? I do not know if I'm saying that right.
What's the second one, guy?
Right.
Giuseppe Bergami, is it?
Giuseppe Bergami is B, yeah?
Yeah, I'll go for Giuseppe Bergami.
Giuseppe Bergami is a right.
Yeah!
Oh, mon ami, buongiorno!
Hey,
Che cos'è?
It's Italiano. Right. Three or four?
Three or four. Right. I will go for number four, please.
The title of Golden Eagle is a historical betrothed upon...
Bestowed
upon an exceptional player belonging to which club? Boca Juniors, Benfica, Kula Kula?
Oh, yeah.
Or Atletico Madrid?
Oh, he's looking at Crystal Palace, he goes. Right, give me the options again.
So...
The Golden Eagle.
The Golden Eagle is historically bestowed upon an exceptional player belonging to which club? Boca Juniors, Benfica, Kula Kula? Or Kula Kula?
Yeah, Colo Colo.
Colo Colo and Atletico Madrid. Atletico Madrid.
Right, as far as...
Colo Colo's Chilean, isn't they?
I think so. Right, as far as I know, Atletico Madrid haven't got an eagle on their badge. But that doesn't... I'm trying to think of badges, that's all I'm going on now. Boca Juniors haven't. Benfica have, I think. So I'm going to go Benfica. Who's it?
Another guess?
No, I'm going Benfica.
We're going to edit this out. Another guess.
No, I'll go on Benfica.
Boca Juniors.
Ah, it's not, is it?
No, it's not. It's Benfica.
Ah, yes! Yes! 100% record continues, ladies and gentlemen. 4-2, Ash goes
so
up.
So bloody obvious, isn't it?
How is it?
Well, exactly what I would have done. You broke it down.
I broke it down, Al. I've taken your advice from the first two series, and I'm breaking the questions down.
Golden Eagle. Who's got an eagle? Benfica.
Yeah, but I didn't know about Colo Colo, son.
Nah, they
I know they got a big truck with Santa Claus on.
Holidays are coming. Holidays are coming.
They only played this episode. But yes, 4-2 up. He's still 4-2. Two ahead. Marching on now, son. Series is drawn nearly halfway through next week, son. Fantastic. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is the end of the Ash and Al Premier League podcast this week.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Because, ladies and gentlemen...
He's got an announcement. What's he got? What's he doing?
Ladies and gentlemen.
What's he doing? I don't know what he's got.
Actually, Calvert, this is your life. Oh, bollocks.
What?
No one's here.
Oh, what?
No one's here, mate.
Oh, he's well up for that, then.
Oh, bollocks. We'll have to do it next week. Michael. He's not even here. Michael Aspas is not even here.
Oh. I'm devastated. What is that?
We'll edit this out. Because this is an embarrassment now.
Oh, is that for a trip to wherever they're in the theatre, wherever they film it? You get helicopter
doing
or something?
Here. Huh? We're doing it here.
No. We're doing it here. We're on set, son. Yeah. On set in the studio.
Yeah. Here in Hampstead, where we film it.
In Ash and Al Towers.
Yeah, Ash and Al Towers.
Well, I've got it, Al.
Sorry, mate. Sorry. You know the Ash and Al Towers? Used to be the Nakatomi Towers.
After that devastating accident, we had to be renamed.
After that, what happened to that German man? and that rogue police officer from New York.
I'd be honest, it's just as well, because the show wouldn't have lasted long. I haven't had an interesting life, to be honest with you.
No, well. Peak when he met me, didn't he?
Yeah, that was it.
And that was it, as well, downhill.
I met you 20 years later, we'd done a podcast. How was it, son?
We waited 20 years to do a podcast. We waited 20 years for the podcast to be invented.
We did. That's what
we were sitting around.
That's all we were waiting for.
We were sitting around like, we should be on the radio. We should have a radio show. If only we could have independent radio.
And then we missed the boat by about 10 years now.
Pirate radio.
And then we started it about 10 years after the podcast was invented. We never get it. No, never go early.
Never go early. Never come early.
Fashionably late. Fashionably late to what parties we are. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of this week's Ash Now Premier League podcast on V2Football.com. So, look forward to next week. Plenty of Premier League action again, isn't it? It's not an international break yet, is it?
No, not yet.
The week after, March, maybe. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, until next week, have a good week.
And be lucky.